Welcome to the kickoff party for the Engage Focus Conference. The Engage team has a lot in store for you this week. We're Zach and Michelle Horde, and we are excited to worship you through music a little bit later in the session. But first, Tyler Smith and Nina Hampton are going to kick things off to present our first session of this powerful conference. But before they do, make sure to download your workbook and have it handy.
Hello and welcome. Engage is one of the most exciting events of the year for us, and we are thrilled that you're here. It is laser focused on one topic so that you can walk away with more than just some information and inspiration, but with a full action plan to implement proven strategies to take your ministry to the next level. We're gonna get to hear from Devin Galloway, and he talks about four on-ramps to drive traffic into our churches. And so this session, I feel, is just the perfect starting place for us as we walk through the guest follow-up roadmap. Now, there's no following up with guests if you can't get them in your church in the first place. And so Devin presents effective, relevant, and genuine ways to see more people worshiping with you online and in person. So that way you can utilize the effective guest follow-up strategies that you're going to be learning about in the conference. If you've been to any of the Engage events in the past, you probably already know how much we love easy buttons. This is the golden ticket to implementing the exact strategies that you're learning in each session. So when you click on the orange easy button that's in your workbook, you will be directed to a browser to automatically import a series of text messages and email messages from that speaker directly into your Text in Church account. Isn't that amazing? Well, it even gets better. You can then tweak and customize each one of those messages to fit your context, or you can just leave it the way it is, and the messages will then run on their own. Now, if I lost you at the being a Text in Church member part, hey, just make sure you hear this. During the Engage events, we want everyone to be able to take advantage of our technology so that you can put the learning into immediate use. And so for being an attendee at the Engage Focus, you get Text in Church completely free for 60 days. And that includes unlimited emails, 1,500 text messages, automated workflows, digital connection cards, all the customization that you could ever want, and so much more. So Text in Church was created for churches, and it's become the premier email and text messaging platform for churches of all sizes, locations, and contexts. And we are so excited to offer the Engage Conference special so that you can execute as you go and see more of your first-time guests coming back than ever before. So here's everything that you're gonna get when you grab the Engage Conference special. You'll get 60 days free of a pro monthly membership of Text in Church. Each month will include 1,500 text messages plus unlimited keywords, unlimited contacts, unlimited groups, digital connection cards, users, and unlimited email sending. And you're also gonna get fast and free email and chat support from the best member experience team in the whole world. Plus, your first Engage Conference special bonus includes access to our weekly live training calls with a church strategy expert. You'll get done-for-you message templates and workflows added directly into your account. You'll have 24/7 access to the Text in Church Academy and our Communication Pro Pack, plus a swag box with our known, noticed, and loved t-shirts and our Amazon best-selling book, Boomerang, The Power of Effective Guest Follow. But that's not all. You're also gonna have our VIP passes for life to the Engage Conference and training events. And then lastly, you're gonna have 500 bonus text messages that are gonna be added to your account each month for the life of your membership. So go ahead, you can click the link in the chat now to take advantage of this conference special offer. It's gonna help you to make your people feel known, embraced, and encouraged, and excited to be a part of your church community. So in just a few minutes, we're gonna hop over to Devin Galloway's session. I know I mentioned a little bit about it already, but I wanna make sure that you don't miss this. This session will set the stage for us as we head out on this roadmap to create an effective guest follow-up strategy. Devin's push to create on-ramps so that people can find community at his church, it's incredibly inspiring, and also it's extremely practical.
Hey, what's going on, Engage? My name is Devin, And I'm from New Life Church in Kokomo, Indiana. So glad to have you joining this session. In this session, we're going to talk about on-ramps and using on-ramps in our community to drive traffic into our churches, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to reach people with the message of Jesus. Now, I want you to think about maybe if you traveled this summer and maybe you went on vacation, that as you travel in your vehicle down the roads of this nation, there are various on-ramps throughout the highways of our nation that help get you to where you need to go. And in the same way, you know, we want to strategically build on-ramps for people in our community to find where they need to get to go. Because what we know is that there are real people in our communities looking for our churches, and they're looking for hope. They're hungry for change. They know they need to connect with God, but they don't know who you are. They don't know how to find our churches. And so we want to put out on-ramps to help people in our communities get to our churches. We want to try to create these on-ramps. We want to make them easy to help them take the trip to find new life. And that happens to be the name of our church, but also to find new life in Jesus in all of our churches. And so we really have four primary on-ramps that we think about in helping people find new life. And the first on-ramp is personal invitation. And really, personal invitation is the strongest on-ramp of your church. And we actually can use tools within text in church to help with personal invitation. We'll talk about that in a second. The second on-ramp that we think about is social media. People spend so much time on their phones and on social media every week. How do we use social media to create an on-ramp to find new life? Third is website traffic. And the fourth is Facebook ads. We run them periodically throughout the year, strategically around high times of the year. And so we utilize tools of text and church to help each and every aspect of those four primary on-ramps for us. And maybe your church has multiple other on-ramps, but at New Life, we focus on those four. Now, personal invitation. Again, personal invitation is the strongest on-ramp of your church. It is person to person. So how can you use the tools of that text and church offers to even help the on-ramp of personal invitation even more? And here's what we do. We provide our church with invite cards. We'll have generic invite cards. We'll design invite cards specifically for Easter. And we'll talk about those Easter invite cards here in a second. But you can use the tools of text and church that you can, on those invite cards, we use keywords, QR codes, to give people a next step that they can take. So when people can personally invite someone to church and hand them a tangible card that has all the information they could ever need and the ability to use a QR code or use a keyword that then puts them into an automated flow, an automated workflow that drives them deeper and deeper into our church. Because that is ultimately what we want. We want people to kind of go from wide and outside to deep and within. And so with our personal invitation cards, utilizing text and church's QR codes and keywords, you can get them to plan their visit to your services, and it can become even more of an effective tool with the automated workflows to driving people deeper into your community. And two, the other on-ramp that we use is social media. You know, a lot of churches, you know, we're all on social media, maybe on multiple platforms, and always thinking through the content that we create. But when we think about how we use social media, what we strive to do is provide clickable links to connect cards. So in your live streams, you know, we want to drop a link to our Smart Connect card, or when we talk about groups, we want to provide a link to groups. And I'm going to talk why it's important to provide a link to these things for our guests, for our community as well. These clickable links on inspired posts should point people to plan a visit, to find more information. And so the first on-ramp was personal invitation, the second, social media, and the third is website traffic. If you have never seen the analytics for your website, I promise you, you would be very surprised at the amount of traffic that your website is generating, and you're probably not even trying. Well, how can you use your website as an on-ramp for people in your community to find your church? We love the function of plan your visit. Plan your visit is a tool within Texan Church where somebody can fill out a smart card. It's a connection card digitally created that then they can receive text messages and emails from you as they prepare to visit your church. But it's even better than that. If you have not looked into how to integrate Plan Your Visit as a pop-up bubble down in the bottom of your website, I implore you, don't go another week without implementing the Plan Your Visit function on your website. Because our websites, they are generating traffic. You'd be surprised at how much you're getting. And that one simple integration of the Plan Your Visit button at the bottom of your website will drive people to click there and input very minimal amount of information, but just enough for you to then follow up with them, inviting them to church that weekend, and puts them on your map. It goes, what we talk about at New Life is helping move people from clicking to connecting. And again, it's about taking them from wide and outside and to deep within. So we can take all that traffic from our website, utilizing that plan your visit function, and then immediately we start following up with these people, inviting them to church, providing them even instructions on how the service will go when they get here. And we love plan your visit on our website. And the fourth is Facebook ads. We run Facebook ads strategically throughout the year at high times of the year. And when you run those Facebook ads, I implore you to provide a link, a clickable link to plan their visit. When somebody plans their visit and you've done the hard work of building up the automated workflows, it is automatic. Because here's what we love about Texan Church here at New Life, is that Texan Church is our best staff member on our staff. Texan Church is it cost me the least and I can get the most out of it. I think of Texan Church like this. The Texan Church is a staff member that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in all four of these on-ramps, whether it's personal invite cards, and someone might have that invite card tucked into their wallet, tucked into the cup holder of their car. But whenever they choose to pull out that invite card that somebody from our church gave them and they use that QR code or they text the keyword, Texan Church is right there. Our staff member, Texan Church, is right there to respond to them, to invite them and put them into a process of further bringing them further into our church and connecting them. Texan Church, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is working on our website. That there are times when someone has gone through a plan your visit function on our website at 2 a.m. and they immediately start getting responses from our church. And they also then are in the automated process that invites them back and follows up with them. So it is sending out text messages and emails at all hours of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it is my most effective, it is my most cost-effective staff member working for our church. Every connection card that gets filled out in our services, it goes into a process in Texan Church. And Texan Church is following up with them in a 30-day process without ever being told. It is the best staff member we have. And so I want to talk about three things every on-ramp should have. So again, at New Life, we've really focused on four on-ramps: personal invitation, we focus on social media, website traffic, and Facebook ads. Whatever your on-ramps are of people in your community finding your church, they all should have three basic things. They should all have clear messaging, they should be free of obstacles, and it should include next steps. So let's talk about having clear messaging. If you think about when you travel out on the highways of our nation, on-ramps that you see out in the highways always have clearly marked signs so that travelers can quickly see and quickly respond if necessary. So our on-ramps to our churches, they must also have this type of clear messaging so that people can quickly respond if necessary. So what we do at New Life is we work really, really hard at our messaging. We work it and rework it like a pot of water. We boil it down and boil it down until we get messaging that is clear and it is precise. Because what I've noticed is that more words actually equals less reading. less reading is less responsive. And so here's an example for you of this process. What you're seeing right now is an example of our Easter invite card from this past year. This first example, you'll see, you know, we had multiple services on a day, and you'll see there's lots of words on this card. And we took that as kind of like the first draft. But then we went through multiple drafts. We said, no, we can make this easier. We can make this easier. We can boil this down and make it clear and more precise. And now what you're seeing is the final result of that Easter invite card that we created this past year. And as you can see, it has far less words. It is much clearer and it is much more precise. And so when we think about our messaging, we think, what does our audience need to know? And then we think about staging out our messaging. And what I mean by that is, when we think about our invite card, or when we think about a social media post, or we think about a Facebook ad, we think about the clear messaging and staging out the information. What's the first thing someone needs to know? Well, on this Easter invite card, obviously we wanted people to know what the event was, where it is, and what it is. That was kind of stage one. That's what we really focused on the card itself. But the card does provide another step that somebody could take if they really were interested and wanted to go deeper and were really thinking about maybe visiting New Life Church on Easter. And that is the QR code from Text in Church. That QR code then takes them to another stage of information. Now, many times the mistake we've made is we've tried to put all that information into a card, all that information into a post, all that information into an ad. But we think through staging out that information to keep it clear, to keep the messaging clear. And so now what you'll see is when someone used that QR code, now you can see where it took them. It took them to our smart card through Text in Church. And in that smart card, there's a video where we are then giving them the next layer of information. And then should they fill out that easy to fill out smart card, well, then they're going to receive an email from us with even more details about how to check their kids in and what to expect when they come. But we don't put it all out there at once. We stage it out. So the card was very basic. The QR code took them a little deeper with a video. If they filled out the plan your visit smart card, then they're going to get an email with even more information. So we don't go all in with all the messaging. We think about having clear messaging for the on-ramp. The second thing that every on-ramp should have is that every on-ramp should be free of obstacles. Roadways are always more enjoyable when they have less potholes and less debris, and they're free of obstacles. Well, we can make our on-ramps to our community and to our churches free of obstacles when we do this. When we do the hard work on our end to reduce the number of steps our guests have to take. So think about any of the communications that you have. One thing that we do is periodically we think about steps that we want people in our church to take. For an example, online giving. And one thing that we like to do is we ask the question, how many clicks or touches does it take to give online? How many clicks or touches does it take to fill out a digital connection card? How many clicks, how many touches does it take for somebody to find the plan your visit function on the website and plan their visit? And so we do the hard work of trying to make the messaging clear and making it free of obstacles to help increase the number of responses that we get. So think about your communications. Think about how you maybe utilize plan your visit, maybe how you utilize your digital connection card, or even your online giving. How many clicks or touches does it take somebody to do it? And so think through that. Now, nothing turns me away from communication, from somebody's marketing strategy, whether it's a company trying to sell me something or it's an organization trying to inspire me. Nothing turns me away more when it says something like, visit our website for more information. And it provides the website, but it's not clickable. I am not going to take the time to copy and paste their website from their post or from their ad, leave my social media app, go to my web browser app, paste that in the toolbar, and go find the information somewhere on their website. I'm not going to do it. chances are most people won't do it either. And so to make the on-ramp free of obstacles, we have to remove these obstacles by doing the hard work for them. So always provide, I stress it, clickable links. And Text in Church makes it so easy to provide a link to smart connect cards where people can move deeper into our churches and organizations. So remove the obstacles and get better results, which brings me to number three, the three things that every on-ramp of our churches should have. Again, the first was clear messaging. The second, remove all the obstacles, do the hard work for our guests so they can take less steps. The third is always include next steps. Now, at every exit, as we were traveling on vacation this summer, you know, there's the blue signs on the side of the highway. And the blue signs note all of the restaurants and gas stations and hotels at that particular exit. And so when we're hungry on the road trip and we're looking for our favorite restaurant and we see it on a blue sign, we know that that's our exit. And then once we take that exit, there's then another directional sign at the end of the exit. And it tells us then which way to turn to get to our favorite restaurant, whether we turn left or we turn right. And so there's always another indicator on those exits. Well, it's the same thing with our communication to our churches and helping bring people in, helping people through the on-ramps to our churches, is always thinking through what is a next step we want for this person to take. Every good on-ramp for our churches communicate and with what we call the call to action. A call to action provokes an immediate response. So a good on-ramp has a call to action, which means it has a, maybe it's a clickable link, or it's a, or use keyword and text this keyword to this number, or click here for more information. These are calls to action. So we really want to think about the next step that we want people to take in our publications, in our on-ramps. What is the next step? The invite card, it has a call to action. It's a QR code that someone can take to plan their visit. A visit to our website has a call to action. Plan your visit now to New Life Church, and they can do that. A Facebook ad always has a call to action. Click to learn more. Click to plan your visit now. It always has a call to action. So those phrases, examples, are things that would say, click here for more information. Find out more now. Provide a link. Text keyword to, that's a call to action. Plan your visit now, that's a call to action. So you have a next step too. Once you can get somebody to take that call to action, what's next for you? Well, we have a next step for us, and that if someone goes to our website and fills out a plan your visit, if someone fills out a connection card in our services, or text a keyword to our connect card, or to get into a small group, well, now what? You have a next step too, and your next step is to build automated workflows, because Text in Church is a staff member that will work for you at all times, all days, any hour of the day. Building workflows helps the follow-up process of moving people that are wide and outside into deep within our churches. We use Text in Church's all templates that they have in the software. All of the templates are editable, so it sounds like the culture of your church. It's got your types of messaging to fit your church in that way. So I really implore you, if you're going to give your guests, your community, a call to action, well, you have a next step too. And we think through about what is someone's next step if they do arrive. And so through that funnel, if you think of it like a funnel, someone visits the website, that's an on-ramp. They fill out a plan your visit, that's an on-ramp. They get some automated responses that invites them to church that Sunday, that's an on-ramp. They get here on Sunday, we provide them a way to fill out a connection card and even do it digitally, that's an on-ramp. And then once they've filled out the digital connection card, we put them into an automated workflow that now for the next 30 days, they're gonna have some touches from us through email or text, a phone call or a letter. And those are all on-ramps of helping people move from wide and outside into deep within. And so I hope that you are inspired to go and build some on-ramps to your community, because there are people in your communities that are looking for our churches. They need an on-ramp that is clearly marked, clearly signed and gives them direct next steps so that they can find hope in new life. And so I would love to see more and more churches moving from people in their community just clicking websites and connecting in churches. We do all of this. We do all of this work. We take all these steps. We do all of this because we believe in making a difference in our communities. And I know you can make a difference in your community too.
Wow. Thank you, Devin. It is such a privilege to have you speak to all of our conference attendees today. I think one of the biggest takeaways for me was when Devin said that on-ramps that you see out on the highways are always clearly marked so that travelers can understand the signs quickly and respond if necessary. And our on-ramps to our churches must also have clear messaging so that people can respond if necessary. I think that's just brilliant. So we don't realize when we're confusing with our messaging or frankly exclusive or uninviting. This is obviously never our heart, but these reminders are so powerful as we seek to make the on-ramps to our church as accessible and as frequent as possible. Now, I don't know if you have been to an Engage conference in the past, but a fan favorite is our time of worship together. And as church leaders, we may be leading the worship where we have a bunch of to-do lists running through our minds on Sunday morning while our church services are happening. But sometimes we can't even separate ourselves from the to-dos, and we don't always find time to focus on our own relationship with Jesus. And so that's one of the reasons we've invited our friends Zach and Michelle Horde to lead us in a time of reflection and worship. And this is their fourth time joining us for Engage, and we are so grateful for all of the ways that they invite us into a time of focused worship and to help our hearts to take on a posture of gratitude for the work that we get to do. So here's Zach and Michelle Horde.
Do you know what I love about this conference? It's that everyone here, while they come from different backgrounds and locations and play different roles in our congregation, we all have the same passion to reach others for Christ. If we're still in ministry after some incredibly hard times of transition and change and navigating new things, each person here is an endurer. We live the day-to-day life of ministry. And we know that oftentimes we spend our energy focusing on other people, and it can be hard to take the time to quiet our minds. So right now, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and prepare your heart for spending time with Him. Ask God to show up for you in this time of worshiping Him.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him. Live lift your face. Let your soul sing out. For the one who made you has turned his ear to hear you now. God.
Christ in me from life's first cry.
final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand. Oh, I am loved by a King who pursues me and who calls me an heir of Christ, a child of God, all wrapped in white, restored to life. Yes, I am a child of God, 'cause I am
pray together. God, thank you so much for showing up no matter where we are. Jesus, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we ask that you will help us to continue to grow and learn and just become better at doing ministry for you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.